This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a big economics conference that happens every year. Actual economists, people covering economics and the economy, everybody who's anybody is there. There's networking, academic papers, job interviews as well. But, writes Heather Long, she's an economics correspondent for The Washington Post, it is not an especially welcoming place for female economists. Heather, it's good to talk to you.
Hi, Kai.
Give me the lay of the land, would you, for the American Economics Association meeting. It's the thing to go to if you're an economist in this country.
It is. I sometimes try to compare it to the Super Bowl or the Oscars of the economics world. It's 13,000 economists gather for one weekend of crazy networking, research sharing, and yes, some drinking. And they pick different cities around the country. This year, it was Atlanta. And they always do it the first weekend in January. Right. So I guess they like to keep that New Year's Eve party going.
Right. Those fun economists. But look, on a more serious note, your piece in the Post the other day was kind of extraordinary because it lays out a profession, really, and an institution, this conference, that is deeply, deeply troubled in matters relating to Me Too and equality and harassment.
That's right. I didn't go there expecting to write about this topic. I will say Alice Wu's name comes up a lot, a PhD student now at Harvard, who had done an analysis of a job forum where she scanned a million posts and looked for the types of words people were writing about male versus female PhD candidates who were looking for jobs. And for women, the top 10 words for women were all things about their body, about their appearance, their looks, whether or not they had been pregnant yet. That really opened this Me Too discussion this year in Atlanta, where people wanted to bring this front and center and say, this is a problem, this is wrong. And so I was encouraged by that part.
Yeah. The amazing part, though, is there is all this data you talk about, and yet at this conference, there are job interviews happening in hotel suites where there are applicants sitting on beds, which just you read that and you wince. And there are panels where co-authors of paper who are women are not on the panels, they're in the audience keeping track of how much time the male presenter is using. I mean, it's amazing.
I started walking around this conference for 3 days, and all of these very unfortunate and seemingly minor sexist moments were happening. So the hotel suites are actually an improvement. A big problem in economics is that they still interview people in hotel bedrooms. And I've received a lot of emails about this, these horror stories of sometimes job candidates are sitting on the bed. Sometimes the bed was unmade. Sometimes, you know, there's like dirty towels around or the TV's still been on and people are like half watching a football game. It's clearly not the right setup.
Give me your anecdote about the economist you talked to. You were interested in his research, and he gave you an answer. I'll let you tell the story.
I had a couple of experiences. One, I had gone, I'd actually sat through the presentation, the hour long or so presentation, and I went up to the scholar afterwards who was male and said, "Wow, that was really great. How can I get a copy of that paper? I might want to write about it." And he gave me his card and said, "Well, go to my website and there's a less mathy version." And again, I had just sat through the presentation. And it just so happened that a male journalist came up right after me and asked almost the same question. And this same male professor said to the male journalist, "Well, you can get the full paper on my website, or you can also get a version for a more general audience." It's all these just little swipes where these subtle differences of the way that men and women are treated in the economics profession.
So if economics now as a profession is woke, as it were, and you've got the incoming president of the AEA, Janet Yellen, as you point out, one of the most famous economists in the world, saying that this is appalling and unacceptable, is there change on the horizon?
I'm encouraged. I have to say, one of the people who I describe in this piece, this that I wrote, actually reached out to me. And he said, "I think you were talking about me there, and I didn't actually realize that I had worded it differently to the female versus the male journalist, and I'm really sorry that I did that." And I think there's a real commitment to trying to make change, and I think the future of the profession, if it's like that, is very strong.
Heather Long is the economics correspondent at The Washington Post. We got her on Skype. Heather, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai.